Hi everyone, I'm an addict named Jessica. Thank you for sharing, Dan, and thank you to Laurel Mountain Highlands area and the subcommittee for asking me to speak tonight. I'm really grateful to be here. It's been a long journey across the state, but it was a great journey, right? Like, I got here and kind of reflected a little bit over my ability to remain calm in the nine-hour trip to get out here. That should have taken about 4 hours, but, you know, we decided to go a few hours north of what we needed to go. The GPS we put in Plank Road, and it was like Plank Road, it's somewhere in New York rather than Pennsylvania and Hoobersville. So normally I would completely freak, right? Like, as soon as I saw that the GPS was taking us to New York and we realized that we were headed in the wrong direction, like, I was irritated for a minute, you know, but I didn't freak out, you know. And like, I just I thought about the fact that, like, my whole life has been about, like, getting to the next place. You know what I mean? Like, well, when we get there, everything's going to be okay then. You know what I mean? And, like, this is about the journey, right? I mean, this retreat, the journey continues. Is that still what it's called? Yes, exactly. like, the journey was great, you know? Like, I was traveling with two people that I freaking love, you know? And it was sweet, you know? We had a great time. And this retreat is, this is, I think, my fourth year here. Like, I love it, you know. It's a great way for me to step outside of my normal chaotic life and relax, you know, and be at peace, which is something I couldn't fathom years ago, you know. And my topic is, what is the Narcotics Anonymous program? And I didn't brush up too much. Dan had spoke a little bit about doing some research, you know, and I had Chris read out of the basic text the what is the Narcotics Anonymous program for me, and he got done reading it, and I thought to myself, what did you say? You know, like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about NA, and that's my disease, you know, that is such my disease, you know, because, you know, it wants to disqualify me. It wants to tell me I don't belong. And, like, Narcotics Anonymous says that, like, any addict, you know, is an addict when they say that they are, you know. And, like, I'm a member when I say I am. Nobody can say that I do or I don't belong. And that's huge for me because, like, I spent my whole life feeling like I didn't belong anywhere. You know what I mean? And, like, feeling as though, like, everyone was judging me and looking at me thinking, like, what is she doing here? She doesn't belong here. And, like, Narcotics Anonymous says I belong when I say I do, which is awesome, you know. I got clean on June 6, 2006, 6606, right? Very devious, and I love it, you know. So, like, I've managed to stay clean the last 6+ years with this fellowship, you know, because it's certainly not something I've done on my own. I wouldn't want to do it on my own. I don't know how anybody possibly could. Maybe somebody may be looking to stay clean. I'm looking to recover, you know, and like, Narcotics Anonymous is about, like, the 12 steps, you know, and spiritual principles. And without the program, I have no steps and I have no principles. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm operating on my will, which is complete chaos. My first thought is not good, you know? And like, I came to a few meetings, you know? I think sometimes we say, well, I tried that and it didn't work, right? I came to a few meetings. I sat in silence. I judged that I didn't belong. I disqualified. I left and I said, well, that doesn't work. What doesn't work? I didn't work anything, you know? Now, when I came back, and like I said, I had gone to a few meetings. I saw a basket passed, right? Like, Narcotics Anonymous says that this is not a religious program. It's a spiritual program. For me, thank God, okay? Because I saw that basket passed, and I immediately put a sense of judgment on that. I thought that I knew what that meant, and I didn't know what it meant, you know? I was completely closed-minded. And, like, we're a fully self-supporting program, which is a theory contrary to what I have ever believed. You know what I mean? Like, self-supporting, like, I'd rather just ask for handouts. Let me just put it like that, you know? Really, you know? And like today, like I pay my own way, you know? And that's amazing. Like I guess I should say that, like I bought a house this week, actually a week ago today, you know, and, like my first house, and, I've been really stressed this week with work, and like, it's, the house needs so much work, and like, you know, like I'm a single girl trying to like order all these contractors as to how I want it fixed, and they all have a different agenda on how they think I should do it, you know, and everyone's conflicting, and like, it's been a really stressful week, but like, okay, I said I bought a house. Like, these are luxury problems, right? But, like, me, like, I would have never bought a house before. I would allow you to buy a house, and then I move in, and then shit doesn't work out, and then I got to find a place to live again. Like, that's the story of my life. You know what I mean? And like, today, that's not the case, you know? And, like, there is, like, such a reward in you know, being fully self-supporting, you know? And like, that's what this program is all about. Like, it's a fellowship of men and women, right? And I'm really grateful for it. I'm really grateful for it. I mean, I have a sponsor who is on her way out here. She runs a little behind on time, which, you know, we get along really well. So she's on her way out here, and she's actually been my sponsor since I had about 2 months clean. So 6 years, she's been my sponsor. And, like, this program has taught me to formulate relationships and to hold on to them. You know, like, I didn't hold on to relationships. I lost, when I stopped using, I lost most of my relationships. You know what I mean? Because, not when I stopped using, but, like, when I was using, you know. Because I didn't nurture relationships, you know. I didn't care for anybody but myself, you know, today it's a completely different story. Like, I've gained some amazing relationships in this process, you know, and, like, it's awesome coming out here and, you know, I mean, this is, like, what Narcotics Anonymous is all about, right? I mean, we were saying that, like, on the way out here, like, this is the good stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not even where we are, you know, like, it has nothing to do with where we are. It's just like in a meeting, you know, I mean, I hang out in church basements, you know what I mean? And like, that's the most comfortable spot for me, but like, it has nothing to do with like the actual location and everything to do with like the presence of the program, you know? And like, there's a certain like spiritual centeredness that I get when I'm like surrounded by a bunch of addicts, you know? And like, most people, normal people, I hate that word, you know, people outside of Narcotics Anonymous, like they don't have the gift that we have. Like, this is such a gift. Like, it really is, you know, and we're not affiliated. It says, you know, Narcotics Anonymous is not affiliated without any outside associations. You know what I mean? Like, we stand on our own here. You know, we don't, you know, formulate opinions based on anything outside of NA. We don't formulate opinions. We go based on experience. If somebody's going to tell me what to do and they have no experience in it, my ears are closed. You know what I mean? Like, I can't hear that. And this is free, you know, I mean, outside of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, I've spent money, you know, trying to find the cure of my, like, insanity, you know, and I tried everything, as it says, you know, I changed locations, changed relationships, switched friends, you know, tried to use only on weekends, you know, I came in here, and, like, I was in desperation, you know, I was completely desperate, and I'm so grateful that I was a little bit willing to, like, consider another option. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it takes. Just a little bit of hope that, like, maybe my life can get better, you know? It couldn't have gotten much worse. You know, I was killing myself every day. I hated myself every day. I woke up and I wanted to die. You know what I mean? Like, all I have to do is, you know, try something new, you know, and like we also say, like, the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting, so like, if you're new, give yourself a break, you know, make a meeting, raise your hands, ask for help. Like, asking for help does not mean that we are losers. I use that word sometimes because that's what I, like, I have all these negative affiliations with, like, I've had, let me say I've had because I'm getting so much better. You know what I mean? Like, well, help means, you know, like, I'm a loser, you know, and like, it doesn't mean that. Like, we ask for help to get better, you know, we surrender in order to win, you know, and it's the truth, you know, like, if we don't ask for help, like, we will not be able to, grow, you know, and, I have no timer up here. Oh, I do, actually. That's not a timer? Oh, okay. Somebody has to be my timer, so just, you know, just kind of give me an idea of, like, what I need to do here. But, like, you know, someone had shared about, Dan had shared about, he's the only one that shared, right? I might as well just say it. he had, you know, just shared about, like, people outside of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, like, I mean, people come to me when, like, they know people that are in trouble, you know, like, a good friend of mine called me this week, and, like, I haven't seen her in a long time, and like, she called me, and like, her son's in trouble, like, he needs help, you know, like, I mean, he's got a really bad problem, and, I guess they found out he was addicted to crystal meth, and he was trying to cut it, and, you know, whatever. He was trying to do what we do. You know what I mean? And, like, he was considering possibly getting help, and like she came to me, and that means a lot to me, you know? And she said, she's like, I don't want to call you out, or, you know what I mean, like, make you uncomfortable. And I'm like, whoa, like... What can I do? That's what we say. Like, you know, what can I do? And you know, in the midst of my, I mean, I didn't have time for that this week, but it didn't matter. Everything else, like, this is life or death. You know what I mean? Like, I have time for it. If you're coming to me for help, like, I need to help you. Because the only way, you know, I can keep what I have is if I give it away. Like, that holds true. Like, I can't keep this gift. I can't keep, like, who I am today if I don't offer a hand, you know what I mean? And, like when somebody asks for help, like, that's awesome to me. Like, that's amazing because I know, like, I know how hard it is, but, like, I'm so grateful to, like, be of service. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, when you get somebody that really wants it, you know, and, like, they really, really want your help and, like, they're desperate, you know? Like, I mean, I know that I'll drop everything. You know, because I know that people did that for me, you know, and like if you're new, I mean, gosh, you know, sometimes you just wish you could just give them everything that you got, you know what I mean? Like, just like, because all that stuff that runs through your head, like, oh, I don't want to bother them, you know, I don't want to call and bother them, you know, it's like, you're not bothering them. Like, you need to call them because they need to help you so that they can stay clean, you know? But it's not an easy process. It's a simple process, right? But we are complicated as hell, you know? And we twist things around and we listen to that, you know, that negative voice that is just like screams for self-destruction. Like, it wants us to fail. You know, and then, like, as we come, like, we start, that voice, like, starts to transform into, like, a positive voice, but that negative voice is always there, you know, it never goes away, and that's why we need to keep coming, you know, like, this program is just, it amazes me every day, like, the literature, we got some new literature, the journey continues, right? I threw that in my bag today. That's what I was thinking about when I was sitting there. I was like, there's something about The Journey Continues. The new literature, I don't know if any of you have seen that. It is amazing. It is so amazing. I have a copy of it if anybody wants to check it out. It's just, all of our literature is amazing. It astounds me sometimes when I read it, you know, because, like, I had a misconception of what I thought Narcotics Anonymous was when I came here, you know, and, like, we're a group of, like, such diverse people, you know, and like we say, like, our diversity is our strength. Like, we have to be different in our circumstances. We have to be different because no one has the same story, you know? And if we were here and everyone had the same story, then that would leave out the people with different stories. They wouldn't be able to come here because everyone would have the same story, you know? So when people have these different stories, we're able to pull more people in, you know? And that's amazing, you know? Like, this program has just given me so much, and like, I'm forever grateful, you know? And like, gratitude, I mean, the fact that I even use that word sometimes astounds me, you know? Because when I got clean, like, I wasn't grateful for shit. Like, you all owed me something, you know what I mean? Like, the world owed me something, you know? And I rolled my eyes at everything that my sponsor said, you know? I kept coming, but, like, she would suggest something, and, like, I would just roll my eyes, like, anything but that. You know, like, please, like, just, you know, what should I do? Well, why don't you try this? And I'm like, oh, God, like, can't you give me something else? You know, like, do a little writing. No, you know, I don't want to write, you know, like, what, tell me something else, you know, like, whatever she would tell me, I'd just be like, oh, fine, you know, but, like, I did it because I believed that, like, I knew that she had something that I wanted, you know, so, like, I was willing to follow her suggestion because, I mean, to me, she's amazing, you know, and she's got a spirit that I'm still very attracted to, you know, and I was able to, I mean, in 6 years, like, our relationship has grown substantially. There's times where, you know, like, I'm there for her. There's times where, she's of course, there for me as a sponsor, but, you know, like, it's gone back and forth, which is awesome, you know. I'm going to wrap it up because I'm just feeling like maybe I should wrap it up. I don't know how long I've been speaking, but let me just say, like, again, if you're new, please give yourself a break. You know, like, your misery can be refunded to you at any moment that you choose, but, like, if you just at least make an attempt, you know, just ask for help, like, I assure you that your life can change beyond your wildest dreams. Like, it's inevitable. You know, like, if you follow the program of Narcotics Anonymous, now the fellowship's not the program. If you follow the program, like, it won't fail, you know? And, again, thank you to the area, and that's all I got to share.